Mr. Vice President, Malawi welcomes this interactive dialogue and aligns with the statement of the African Group. While it is clear that there has been progress in international awareness of human rights issues of Africans and people of African descent, they continue to face deep inequalities and discrimination in every area of their lives. These inequalities have in time been kept alive through generations of slavery, colonialism, and now a biased and unequal international architect engineered to maintain the status quo. It is imperative, therefore, that the intersectionality framework must be adopted that can inform decision makers to tailor policy making that is fully grounded in the comprehensive understanding and recognition of the lived experiences of those facing intersecting forms of discrimination, and more effectively respond to the needs of Africans and people of African descent in all their diversity. We commend the Office of the High Commissioner for offering to assist states to apply the intersectionality framework and stand ready to work with them in order to effectively implement our human rights obligations and commitments, notably under the International Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Racism and the Durban Declaration and Program of Action. I thank you, Mr. Vice President.
Thank you.